apparently if that's correct, I don't, if it were a serious exploration of a serious topic, prepared for it, they prepared for it, you know, after, and certain department, don't feel it's all worthwhile, but it's kind of random question, can they think of something in the TV camera, almost a little bit, but papers is the whole spirit of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's a certain.
All eagerly trying to make the TV, I think.
Yeah.
And that's one of the horrible problems of the, I've told my congressional hearings, I never felt it's a good idea. I've always opposed it, overruled on it. I was, I thought it was overruled. Like to concentrate on the tax dollars today, and the trade.
We may want to talk about the monetary development, I think is, get, we have, I think the one thing we have to do is, listen to our eyes, we can't know what we're expecting to do.
Yeah. Yeah. What are his suggestions, I think, Gertie wrote an article for the Times.
Quite a few of the people who follow monetary development, so they should make an evaluation or something like that, kind of, that's a little bit of a turmoil, and I think it would have, should have.
Your view is interesting on the market and calm, and we still want to have this evaluation.
Well, the calm there is sort of right up the edge of all the time. So, about it, the reality of certain people, and we know that it can go up.
Right. And even though the market, the situation with regard to the everything we talked about yesterday remains the same regardless of what happens.
I think so. The only thing that
right.
I changed that otherwise is the timing. But now that we're off in Japan, we, once we start having these discussions, we get agreement between them and go because we said, I expect we'll know what.
Side, you know, you're on the move, and, I got thinking, all of a sudden, we say, here's a thing we gotta react to.
In some way, we're playing.
And, it takes a little bit of bloom off the roses at the time.
I think that what we could do is this, on the evaluation part, which I do think is, cannot be good news. It could only be troublesome, and potential debt, and basically crisis, and that part is, the part that we've already discussed. And we discussed it in considerable length, and, we clearly made the decision, as you know. And, that if you decide to do that, and if we can get older, you know, to get it, then, that should possibly be announced before the month, if those matters, and that would be, so there's not a trading day. Second, and then, the trade package is something else that, see, you could do two ways, you can either wrap it all into one, or you could, the thing that you have, we have to bear in mind, this is not at all like the August 15th announcement. The August 15th announcement, and only Arthur would understand this, all of the people that thought that the monetary, the only big thing in that was the people, thought they were gonna pretty quick in the crisis, and they can see that affected then. And, to a certain extent, our trade package has one positive element, and only one positive element. 90% of the people are against more trade. They're wrong, they are, because they think that more trade is gonna help those damn borders. At the same time, none of the people are for keeping things out if it's cutting their jobs. So therefore, on our stop and so forth business is good news. That's positive news that I should announce. But my feeling is that it's very important that we now have made the record. We have talked to parents and talked to accounts and so forth. And obviously, we're going to go out and start based on conversations that you have expressed a great length on this, which obviously has remained confidential because of what was going on. We made the decision. And then I would say, we made the decision last week on our future. You could close it that way if you can. That, I think, is the better way to close that. And then come on shortly thereafter with the good speech.
Well, I'm certain that it could be done that way. I think you should say that as well. I do think that the trade package helped the evaluation that we're doing things consistent with our IMF approach.
Yeah. I'm for the trade package, I understand. All for it. Just a question of when.
Evaluation helps the trade. Now, what's the formulation that we had in the carbon paper is saying we are going to go forward with the trade package, and it's going to have these kinds of things in it. And the president has instructed, sort of like the way we announced the Senate Street, the president has instructed that there be consultations with this and that and the other. Then when he has got all that information in front of him, he's then going to decide, and he will then decide.
What would be your thought about the, your view? Let me put it this way. Do we want to put it all in one talk that I announced, or do we want to do the evaluation thing first and have it done in the treasury? Either it's basically a technical kind of a deal, instead of being quiet, or that from the stock market, the business people, and the rest, the average folks, not merely a big play. And then, of course, in the evaluation, you know, the president has to make a statement on trade, say, what there's one. That's sort of the way I had it in mind. Now, the other way is put it all on stage. What you're doing, John, is looking from the outside. What is your view? Do you split it or put it in one speech? One of the difficulties that I see with putting it in one speech is like the August 15th thing. The August 15th thing got three different leads. One was the lead of freezing wages and prices. One was the lead of we devalued the dollar. And the other, of course, with the lead of closing the search on. Now, there were all three different leads in one thing, and depending on how people reacted, it could be maybe the positive overall impression of positive to the people with three major prices that one of them had wrong, but they were. Now, in this instance, I would say that I would like to have the trade thing play if we can to separate positive story rather than drawing in the evaluation thing. So the evaluation is too damn complicated, and I'm afraid it would override the trade. That's my view. So I whacked that evaluation out, and then and follow with a 1-2, and then a double punch come on with the trade thing. I could even come on even the next day, actually. I got no problem with that. And then, in other words, having the evaluation, everybody worried about it, and whacked with the trade. But the trade, that fits the books. That's another way.
Doing an evaluation thing and saying at the time we do it that the president will be having some major things to say about trade
on such and such a day.
Very sure.
No, I or something. As a matter of fact, I just told the day, and I that filled the hell out of that decision. You know, so they expect there's going to be something on trade, and people be wondering and all that. And that gives a positive feeling to the evaluation.
I think we could that could we could get the best of both.
Well, you see, that's the positive feeling that the evaluation thing. And then, of course, it'll leak around about what we're going to do on trade, which is no problem. And then I whack the trade thing on out. So you don't say Winston's probably better. Let the evaluation writer here do the week. It's probably not stretched. But I think doing it in two separate stories, I thought about it since our meeting yesterday, is better than doing it in one. Because I went back and thought over what happened on this 15th, and I don't want to have the people writing that. I'm afraid the evaluation story given the bias media would be played negatively, no matter what the hell we get on trade. And I want trade to ride along the simple issue, simple direction. I mean, on the positive sides of the trade.
For that reason, you would not want to catch it in a press conference setting.
Oh, hell no.
On the Sunday.
Never.
To stand alone.
No. I would plan to do this with a radio phone, which is much the best thing to do. Radio phone and, then that can go to noon. That way you get a huge newspaper play that you want. It'll make all the networks of money. And I would take, and I would excerpt out for 1 minute for television that part of the thing which dealt with stopping foreign goods and what you call a safeguard. But what I meant is, whatever we may think it is important, that doesn't have to be balanced. What we'd like to have the television audience hear is what they want to hear about trade, and that is we're going to stop the foreigners from flooding our money, and that we're going to make our goods more competitive. We need to go ahead. We need to say our evaluation is going to be done. But see, I'd do that for a minute, and so that would get the television. The television people have to ride with that. But then, the balance of it, of course, we can speak to the world and be sure that about the fact that we're not being isolation, and we are being expensive. I don't mind any of that rhetoric, provided that the folks hear the other rhetoric, because, and also the Congress, because basically speaking, the Congress, what will sell the expansion policy is the protectionist policy. That's what I mean.
In the meantime, we can go ahead and talk to the
Congress. Yes, sir. That's all been worked out.
So,
just like we said yesterday. I want you to.
It'll leak out some, but at the same time, with all of our talk will be in the form of, well, we don't know what the president's going to decide.
But he has what?
Let's know what you think before he
decides. And I think you can say this. I think you should tell them, when you're talking to these fellows, that you have had extensive conversations with the president on this. And he's thinking of a number of things. So that they don't feel that that when you do announce it next week, that this is something that was thought up and I didn't have a damn good. So you've had expensive conversations, and he has requested that we talk to you, that he'd like to get your ideas before he gives your ideas to you. Okay? But the evaluation, we're really not asking for their ideas, you know. Well, we are, but we're not going to change. Yeah, there's no problem on that either. They want to get your ideas, make the final decision. We made a decision on the evaluation, but we can say that we at least considered all this and then reinforce it. I think you're in a good position. Well, you can broker the victim out of the fact that you've gone.
talk with Arthur Burns, and talk with Mr. Stein, and talk with the secretary, and we cover the, and Roy and Stokin, and we want to, but.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, but you know, sometimes it helps to have something true to be said at home. And the other thing I was going to say on Mills, I wanted to tell you that Long, you know, is extremely sensitive about his brother. John has seen him, and he wants to talk, have a little of tea, you know, he'll have iced tea, you know, have brother. I'll have a Copeland on. Why not? You know, the diet Copeland. The kind you drink. I was going to say that with Mills, I think just you should sit in so that he doesn't have to feel that we're surrounding him. With Long, I think John should sit in because what he primarily wants to talk about at this time is not the tax thing, but he wants to talk about welfare reform. I'd like to get him drug in on that, and then I'll guide him a little to see what he wants to do. Taxes and lay the foundation for you. Start raising taxes, I'll get you in. And Long, I
would have talked to Long about trade there.
Yeah, all right. But when we get through, welfare, which I want to get some of this talk, and health, I want to get some of this talk. I did want it's terrible. Got to get out of the way. I'd rather, you know, how you have to play long. I'd like to get him out of the way. So if you will stand by tomorrow, and then if we break into the other side, we guy will pick up the phone and say, well, I'm going to go to Chilton. See what we have the cabinet at 8, and I've got invited Long for 10:30, and I'm going to have an hour. I'm doing the main majority to keep Long. Feels he's an incredible man, and there is not. And after all, that's where the action is. So, but I think he will feel that talk very freely to politicians when he's heard a lot about some of these things. So, open the door for you to talk to him about the group. So, I think give us a 1-2 punch with these two guys. The other thing, perhaps, that should be done, John, had not occurred to me. You should call Wally Bennett and say that Russell asked to see me, and I just wanted to know that it's already here. Because we'd sit on and we'll be chatting with him. George will be chatting with him, and I don't know what the subjects are, and I'm just, he's one, and I thought it was a good idea. Bennett will be perfectly happy about it. With regard to that fellow, Schneebly, or whatever his name is, Schneebly, why? Better say, you can talk, you can tell Schneebly, look good. That Johnny Burns, and this is true, always had an arrangement with me that I should see Mills alone. Mills, and he did. Mills, Johnny said, it was necessary. President wants you to know that we will do that. And actually, Burns, you'll be present with the leadership meeting tomorrow to discuss this. And, but this is mainly the parent meeting with Wilbur Mills, which is part of our responsibility. We don't want to do it on a double basis, except on degree.
Long and Mills have agreed that any welfare reform will start in the Senate. And we're going to remind her that Long will be studying.
Of course, with Roy, you can tell. township go one step further, because we all, many know it already, about the trade thing, I think that's something we can sort of talk around with them, because they know what our thinking is. I don't have, I'm not gonna change your mind, because I know we're in the right direction. But I think it'd be helpful if you agreed on this, those people, the tenants, those, for example, the rest, so the tenants will be able to handle this, the congressional guys, you'll all be asking about this. And I look, we're gonna have trade bills, almost all the approaches.
But, what about the Henry guys? They should have gotten the Henry before he left, not just on the evaluation system.
Well, I'll tell you what you do.
That is a problem.
I'll tell you what you do, you prepare, you send the cable, send a copy of the cable to Nottingham on the third, prepare for Jackson, unfortunately, second, problem with planning, raise the Congress on the evaluation, and both of them talk with Nottingham, both get them, okay? And that,
well, I thought I'd take care of that through his government, Henry doesn't found out about it, so now, and I got a special one.
Well, fine, it's fine, very good, Ronald. You just tell Scowcroft, and Scowcroft will send a cable on foot. And then the other thing you could do is you tell, the other thing you could do after you get done on swing, we'll stay in the office. The other thing you could do is tell, I think you should tell Scowcroft before the Henry Center, what the plan, what I will say, what we are considering, but what we decided on the trade, because I do not want that, I don't want Mexico to come back and say, God, don't do this, don't make Europeans pass the books on.
I had an interview with him on our trade discussion, so he knows what the content of that is, but he doesn't know anything about the timing of the relationship other than the monetary.
I think you should tell Scowcroft so that Henry will know that that's what he's planning to get back.
It's a difficult thing to get Henry to do that. That's what I'm coming to you.
I know. And he gets mad when he gets
now. Rogers there, and the Burns there, so it's hard to bring them.
Well, it's not right. It's not right. Henry should cover that. Well, right now you can't say he should be working tail off preparing for this trip to Japan. Incidentally, he was very, very high on the work that the treasury did on imagine teams that worked on this post-war reconstruction in Vietnam. And it was just tough pity. But so state's work was not up to what he did because they were imagining and so forth. When he gets back, he does sit down. See how we feel. I have some ideas about it, whether just preparing to put in a word what we've been talking about for the last committee. What I'm trying to do is to get it in as many packages as possible. And I'm trying to sell that idea to the North Vietnamese on the ground. But what we're going to provide, we're going to, you know, sort of become we can get much more easily in the time decisions, if others are also helping. And also what you can get in the long run is going to be enormously multiplied if we get others in on the game. See, on the other hand, the North Vietnamese do not want it that way. They don't understand the world. They don't trust anybody in the world. They don't like the Japanese. No, you notice that the Japanese raised up with us because they weren't on the international commission. But who would not want it? Neither Vietnamese wants the Japanese. At all. They hate the fierce Japanese. But what we have in mind, you see, is to use the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, and all that sort of stuff. Now, whether he can sell that or not remains to be seen. If he doesn't, then we're going to have to go in a different direction. But all of this is premature. At the present time, all he's going to come back with is the fact that he's set up the economic commission, the China commission, and so forth. But we'll be right. That's why Henry doesn't, I digress, that's why he doesn't come to the meetings. But I want you to have a talk with Henry and do a Bob John to get back. And he got to talk with quite candidly, probably without, with George there. No, no, there's, you and Bob are used to talking to him a little more, frankly, and telling him he must attend. So this monetary and economic issues are so important that a principal, he as a principal, must attend. But we can't have the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Treasury there, and then somebody at a lower level from the NSC. Also, Henry is perfectly capable of his mind to understand all this.
So,
I thought, you know, he was great in the ASARs, so he made the deal, he had to be a problem.
Well, I, when we had the IMS speech developed, I had this other group, then I kept Henry more on still there, which I shouldn't have. And it just happened so fast that I didn't get a chance to do it. Right, by me, sorry about this money. But called me this morning before he left. He said, now we have to have some meetings on this energy. We get our long range policy worked out. I said, well, Henry, we're going to have this meeting.
We'll have about it.
Sure. And we'll have some more when you get back. No, that's fine.
Well, he has been over Bromwell's work, but there's a speaking of Henry on that. We'll just have to wait on tax thing and keep that lock waiting. But I was going to say, we're going to have a very interesting time to get back. We have got to give Henry, I mean, not that he's going to be Carson completely involved in everything, my committees, no, we'll be up front for a while. We have to work something on that. But more than that, the Soviet time, SALT II, we want to do some of that. And wrapping up Vietnam. But Henry is the kind of a person who, after what he's been through, one of the great mountains he has scaled, he's going to have a very great depression now, mental and emotional, because the challenges are not that great. I mean, it's like running for a high office and running for a minor office. In Henry's case, to get him involved in some of this will be good things for him. He will contribute to his good psychologically and otherwise, getting involved. For example, I had a long talk with him yesterday about that let's make this the development of a great plan for Europe and America, you know, Europe, America, Japan, our idea of a deal. But we're thinking not just economically, but politically very well. Well, that's very beautiful. And but the key to that, what really is the common bond for those all three of us, is economic. And we get into that. Great contribution to his little mind.
Yes.
But the sort of a guy has got to sit in the meetings. He's a lot, he's a terrible person. And it is wonderful. And he'd like you better be different to sit there and thumb through his papers and look out the window. And if Rogers is talking, you know, make faces and look down. Even does have a foreign guest, but though usually it's a foreign guest and he doesn't think he's going to be a like so. He says, boy, I'm sorry, I've got a very important meeting of the best. I said, at least that poor Saunders man or somebody there. He knows when he misses the meeting. He comes when he thinks it's worthy of interest.
Well, I should have gone out of my way to do it.
No. He would never come in. Yet I think it's my mind. He's back. What I had in him, just to start the tax bill, you know, papers. And, what I would like to do is get from you, and you don't need to prepare this. I'm going to leave tentatively tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And I'm going to egg you out there either Friday or Saturday morning, Monday or Saturday morning, like that. But now, I think the best way that I can be looking at the tax thing is to get these various things that after that we seriously think ought to be considered on a checklist. Sort of a mark. Like a ballot, basically, say, do you think this or this or this ought to be done? like a new simplified to a minimum tax proposal, and I would say yes, I'd check that. Reduce capital gains exclusion, maybe I said no, I don't know. But my point is, going down through there, then I can get the checklist. And again, I'll get it back to you within perhaps a few days, where we go on a whole tax package. And after we do the Dunlop price, we're going to go over the major things.
You know, I think our best,
didn't know you were that powerful, you can't engineer anybody else's release.